And good morning and welcome to Lambda Weekly. I'm Dave Taffet, and I am here in the studio with the late Patty Fink, and our guest today is the inimitable Candy Markham.
I like that.
That's great.
I like that a lot.
That's a big word at 7 a.m.
It is a big word. It means my mouth's working.
Uh-huh.
You know, when we first started doing mornings, I could never have said that word first thing on the air.
Yeah, it would have been not that word.
It would have been not that word. It would have been the little Candy Markham if I tried that. So it is Pledge Drive today, and we know that because our guest is Candy Markham.
I'm the Pledge Drive Queen.
Yeah, she showed up, and I was all ready to do a real good show, and Candy showed up, and I said, oh, it's Pledge Drive.
Well, you're a trooper, Candy, to come every time we do Pledge Drive.
Well, you know, I love KNON. I love everything that you all do. It's important what you do. It's a service. And it's been going on for longer than any other radio show for GLDT.
We celebrated our 29th anniversary last week.
Oh, how could you do that when you're only 30?
Well, it wasn't me. But Lambda Weekly celebrated the 29th anniversary, so did KNON. It is Pledge Drive. Give us a call, 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. Operators are standing by.
They are. And, you know, we've been around for so long now, 29 years, and KNON has as well, and we've been around since the beginning. But, you know, it's possible we couldn't be around. So, you know, there were shows that were dropped this year because they didn't have folks who called in and supported their shows. So we don't want to be one of those shows. So give us a call, 972-647-1893. And we have some great premiums.
We do.
So we have T-shirts, we have caps, we have aprons, we have all kinds of
stuff. I want y'all to know that I got my KNON baseball jersey in red, just candy apple red, and I just wear that all the time. If I could wear it to work, I would. I love that shirt.
Well, you own where you work, so you could wear it to work.
I could.
You could make the KNON candy apple baseball shirt an exception to whatever roles you may have.
That's right.
Now, Patty, your favorite pledge premium is the apron.
Yes.
Well, the apron's changed, so I need $50.
Oh, I'm going to get another one.
Oh, okay.
Because right. The whole collection.
It's the new black apron with KNON, the voice of the people, the Texas flag, the setting sun in the west. All that. That's the new apron.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, so you'll
enjoy
I'll
do that. Another one for
sure. Because Patty doesn't just buy them for herself. She buys them for everybody else's gifts.
I think that's smart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very smart.
So 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. Give us a call. Candy Markham, you are here because you are our favorite community therapist.
That's right. The relationship therapist.
Uh-huh. And like I posted on Facebook yesterday, I said, Candy will be here for my quarterly therapy session.
Exactly.
And a friend posted, are you sure that's enough for you?
You might need a couple of times a week.
I just didn't know if that was good for my business or not.
Well, yeah, that's true. You have a point.
Well, sure. Just an hour with Candy, just... For changes. Months. It changes me for months. Last week on Friday, Wednesday was Chick-fil-A Appreciation Day. Friday was Kiss Your Partner at Chick-fil-A.
Yes.
And then yesterday, I believe, was Starbucks Appreciation Day.
It was.
So it's the battle of the Appreciation Days.
It must be.
But, you know, it's hard to do a Starbucks Appreciation Day when so many people already go every day. It's
like, right.
How do you make that difference?
You
going to go five times?
But Chick-fil-A Appreciation Day. Chick-fil-A is one of those brands. It's a small brand for a fast food outlet, although I guess they have about 1,000, 1,200 stores across the country.
Well, who would have known before all this?
Right.
You know, I always thought they were just in the malls. I've never eaten at Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
And probably won't ever eat at Chick-fil-A.
Not anymore. But it was one of those fast food companies that it was easy to ignore them.
Yes.
I mean,
kind of under the radar.
It wasn't like a... Burger
Kentucky
King
Fried Chicken.
Yeah, or Kentucky. Yeah, it just is not that ubiquitous.
Listen to the words.
I know.
Ubiquitous.
It's stunning, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
It is.
He brings them out for Pledge Drive.
I do. And it is Pledge Drive. Give us a call, 972-647-1893. 972-647-1893. Doc is walking around the studio just kind of...
waiting to pick up the phone.
Waiting to pick up the phone. He's pulling his hair out. We don't want him to have to do that, so give us a call, 972-647-1893. With Chick-fil-A, some people frame this as freedom of speech versus discrimination, or as freedom of speech, and most of us were trying to frame it as discrimination because the donations weren't about whether or not you support same-sex marriage. They were donations to hate groups and to groups that are working to deny all rights, not working to deny just rights that have to do with marriage rights.
Right.
So talk a little bit about the difference between freedom of speech and discrimination. How did you see that?
Well, you know, first of all, I think what's interesting is how potent this issue has become. I mean, there are other things that have gone on in our lives in the straight communities that no one really plants a flag on, but boy, have we taken a stand on either side of this issue. It has really brought out a lot of interest, a lot of emotion. So I want to say that it's a very emotional issue. And so people, I think, are responding from an emotional point of view. And when you are discriminated against or you believe that you're being discriminated against, you see it that way, it hits you in an emotional way, and it makes you angry. And anger is a good emotion. Rage is not, but anger is a good emotion. It makes you stand up for yourself. It makes you find your voice and speak up. So, you know, conversely, on the other side, I think it was very clever that the other side framed it as a freedom of speech issue. And, you know, as Americans, that's a big deal. Is that like number one, mm-hmm. you know, on the Bill of Rights? Freedom of speech. And that's when, you know, people couldn't put into words what they wanted to say or put in the newspapers back in the day. And so freedom of speech is a very important right to us as Americans. So, of course, if someone is going to, you know, trudge upon your freedom of speech, you're going to have feelings about that. It's going to make you angry. You're going to speak up. So we have a lot of emotion involved in this issue and in this debate, I guess, conflict. So the truth of the matter is that if a group of people dislike a group of people, chances are they dislike a lot of groups of people. So it's not just GLBT folks. But what I find interesting is that on Facebook and even speaking to some of my friends, they kind of come down on that side of, well, it is freedom of speech. Because even GLBT folks believe in freedom of speech.
We wouldn't have this show if it wasn't for freedom of speech.
Right.
Because we're sometimes, especially Patty, not voicing the popular sentiment.
That's right. The rebel I am.
So it is, I think it's important. I love it that we're talking about it. Mm-hmm. Everyone is talking about it. Kentucky Fried Chicken had a banner up that said, "We sell chicken, not hate," mm-hmm. which I thought was so cute. But I mean, you know, there's something in it for Kentucky Fried Chicken. It's I think it helps the debate. It helps keep it going. To me, this is kind of the last stand, I think, for the haters.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the money that the Kathy family has given to the Family Research Council, which is not, you know, like some sort of free speech organization or, you know, other group. They're actively trying to, you know, give us no rights. Not only stop getting more rights, but take away the ones we already have.
This doesn't have to do with marriage equality.
No, nothing about marriage. And I mean, they would like us to be in the closet and have sodomy be the law of the land and have us be criminals mm-hmm. for existing. That's what they want. And they've been giving tens of thousands of dollars to them. And we brought this up on a previous show. About in the early 2000s, Chick-fil-A, which was completely unknown then because it went nowhere. We really didn't have Facebook going and Twitter and all of that. But they were putting a CD in the kids' meal from the Family Research Council as the toy, I guess you would, that a kid wants.
Really?
You know, with stuff on it to indoctrinate these kids.
Anti-gay?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And, you know, but there, it didn't get a lot of press because, you know, we didn't have that one-on-one kind of thing unless you emailed somebody, and we just didn't, you know, it went by.
Right.
And so this one, I think, in perspective is interesting that he's against marriage, but here they do all these other things, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it really is hate money.
Yes.
It really, to me, it is.
Yes.
It's not just this, oh, well, we think marriage ought to be between one man and one woman. It's not just that. It's a lot of other things,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that was the point where I think they did a real good job of confusing the issue when they were talking
about
freedom of speech. Because, you know, I have a right to be against same-sex marriage. Well, that's not what your donation went to.
Mm-hmm.
Your donation went to denying me all sorts of rights that I already have now. Things like taking away any right of a local government to ban discrimination.
Like to protect me at my job.
To protect me at my job. And that's what it had to do with. They said, oh, we've never discriminated at Chick-fil-A. Well, they have five lawsuits going against them right now. one of them was a woman that they fired because the manager of that store thought she should be home taking care of her children. So
there you have it.
Yeah.
There you have it.
So it's that type of a company that they are, where they feel they should dictate to you what your home life should be like.
But those kind of values and those kind of belief systems, they are not in a silo where it's just one group of people. It's spread out to anyone who is different than me is bad.
Mm-hmm.
And shouldn't have the rights that I have and is somehow endangering me in some way.
Mm-hmm.
There are people like that, I'm sorry to say.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not what we're about. We're about, we just want to be able to exist, to love who we want to love, to marry who we want to marry,
to have one talk show one day a week on one of 63 stations in the Dallas-Fort Worth area.
We're at Splendid Drive, 972-647-1893.
No, seriously, how many times, Patty, have you heard this, that, see, that's what you're the liberal media. Yes, we are. On this issue, yes, we are. We're the only one.
But, you know, that is such a misnomer to me, because love cannot be a liberal issue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, wanting to form a committed relationship legally with someone cannot be a liberal issue.
Mm-hmm.
Wanting to have a family cannot be a liberal issue.
Wanting to get married. Marriage is not considered to be... Right.
And what kills me here, this is the whole big thing, is that it doesn't take away anything of their rights. It doesn't stop them from marrying who they want to marry. You know, it doesn't stop them from having a family. It doesn't stop them from anything. It doesn't take away what they already have. It does nothing of that. We're simply added to the group of people who can get married.
No. Every time a gay person gets married, 10 straight people have to get divorced.
Oh,
I thought maybe an angel lost its wings or something. I thought that's what you were going to say.
That too.
You know, there was a woman one time at I was on a panel at a marriage and family therapy conference, and I don't know where she was from. I don't know if she was from Dallas or some other Texas place. But she stood up and she said, my husband recently died, and she looked like she was about 60, and she said, she was crying. She said, I don't want gays and lesbians to marry because I think it will, I believe that it will denigrate my marriage to my husband.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where she got that, but
it was a belief system
that she had that if gays and lesbians can marry, it will somehow make her marriage less.
Well, I do know where she got it.
Oh, did she? Okay, where?
From her church. I'm guaranteeing you that that's a belief system that it just seems to be in certain religions, certainly isn't in mine, and, you know, that's where she got it from. I mean, it's not something she just came up with on her own because she's just echoing what others are saying.
So it's a larger belief system.
Yeah.
And do you think that interracial marriages fit in there, too, that somehow they denigrate her marriage?
I bet she
believes that. I would bet you bucks she believes that.
Just because she believes the other one about gays will somehow make my marriage less of a marriage.
Uh-huh. That certain types of marriages between certain types of... Well, if you just let anybody marry anybody, then...
It's out of control.
It's out of control, and my, you know, it makes marriage less important. I think that's what that belief system is.
Okay. If anybody can marry,
If anybody can just marry anybody,
then it's not a special
thing. Well, then, it's not this sacred thing. And by sacred, she means, you know, marriage like it existed in the Bible, where a man would rape a woman and...
didn't have to marry her.
And that was the marriage. There wasn't any marriage ceremony in the Bible.
Sure.
Or a man went to a woman's father and bought her. Mm-hmm. Or the father paid to get rid of her,
mm-hmm.
as would happen in your case, Patty.
You're so bad.
Talking about being bad, it is Pledge Drive and here on KNON. And I will bet that with all the different talk shows on all the different stations throughout the Dallas area, nobody has quite had this conversation on the air.
I bet that's true.
I bet that's true, and people should give us some money for this.
They should.
We're sticking our necks out here.
We are. And I'm getting my quarterly therapy session with our friend Candy Markham, who comes every Pledge Drive. You know, KNON has supported gay and lesbian radio since the beginning of KNON, 29 years ago. In 1983, when the station went on the air, they came to Dallas Gay Alliance and asked DGA at the time, it's DGLA now. We allowed the lesbians in. But KNON said, would you do a gay and lesbian show? And Bill Nelson, who was the original host, he said, well, first of all, sure, and second of all, what's that? But he actually created gay and lesbian radio. There was no such thing anywhere before that. And we've been on the air ever since. You know, last year, 7 shows went off the air because they got no support during Pledge Drive. We don't want that to happen to this show. So give us a call, 972-647-1893, 972-647-1893, and support Gay and Lesbian Radio for North Texas. We need to take a break. Well, we'll take a second before we take a break. We have some Pledge Drive premiums. You know, we love when people wear our Pledge Drive clothing and carry the bags and everything, because it's the only publicity we do. It's the only advertising.
But, you know, I think it's so cool because it's like a club. Because if I get out at the grocery store and the car next to me has a KNON sticker and we do the little thumbs up, or you see somebody in a T-shirt, or I'm, you know, wearing my T-shirt out and about, and people go, oh, KNON. You know, you can just hear it. I mean, I don't hear it just once. I hear it, like, on every aisle mm-hmm. in the grocery store. And it's great to hear, you know, to have that little camaraderie with your
because
fellow
listeners. They know that this only reason that this exists is through their donations. Mm-hmm. And nobody gets paid here. It's all done for free. It's community radio.
Right.
And
right.
they know that.
Absolutely. And our costs aren't huge at all to keep the station, you know, compared to some of these other grand corporations and stuff and corporate-funded radio stations.
Well, compared, but we do have $43,000 worth of expenses a month to keep the station.
We do. I just meant relatively.
Relatively,
but they are expenses that we do have to meet every month, and we need your help to do that.
And our Pledge Drive goal for the whole Pledge Drive is the amount that other station tries to get per day in their Pledge Drive. So it seems ridiculous that we're working 3 weeks to do this, but we are. Let's try to keep it down to 2 this time. And you can do that by calling now at 972-647-1893.
And you know what? We've got a brand new motif, I guess, for our shirts and our aprons and all of our KNON wear. It's a great new Texas with KNON in it, and it's colorful, and it's vibrant. So get a new round of stuff if you're collecting them all. This is the new round. So give us a
shout. They come in sizes small through triple extra large, so even something that will fit you, Patty.
Absolutely. You bet. I can squeeze into that. Triple XL.
972-647-1893. Yes, something even for people who constantly eat a Chick-fil-A, a triple extra large.
You bet.
Mm-hmm. Why don't we take a break? We'll be back with more. This would be a good time to call, 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893.
You are listening to KNON 89.3 FM in Dallas and Fort Worth, the voice of the people. Put your voice in. Make your pledge now. Call 972-647-1893.
KNON thanks Bayer Imaging Copier Solutions for their support of KNON. Bayer Imaging Copier Solutions provides KNON all our copy services. Bayer Imaging Copier Solutions sells, leases, rents, and services a full line of color and black and white Canon copiers with scanning, printing, and faxing capabilities. Bayer Imaging Copier Solutions offers wholesale packaging back to the consumer market in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. Overstock, demo models, and used equipment with full warranty is available. For more information, 214-431-5191 or BEYERImaging.com. Community radio provides the kind of programming you won't find anywhere else on the dial. Nowhere else can you find such a variety of formats and personalities in North Texas as on KNON. But this is only possible through the support of our listeners. KNON depends on listener support to stay on the air. Now is the time for you to help keep this show on the air. This pledge drive will continue until the station reaches its goal. If you're waiting out the pledge drive, you might be waiting out the existence of this show on KNON too. So don't wait for someone else to do it. Without the support of people like you, there wouldn't be any community radio on the air in North Texas. So take a few minutes and make a pledge. 972-647-1893. 972-647-1893 to keep your favorite programs on KNON.
KNON is proud to announce the release of Texas Blues Radio Volume 5, our latest blues compilation CD to benefit community radio and sponsored by Forever Young Records. This CD features 15 tracks and 60 minutes of great original Dallas-Fort Worth blues from artists like Tutu Jones, Blues Boy Bo, Buddy Whittington, Andrea Dawson, Kirkland James, Sonny Colley, Johnny Red and the Roosters, the Chris Watson Band, the Two Tones, the Rough Cut Blues Band, Jeff Stone and Charlie Love, Dave Millsap, Sir Loin and the Ass Kicking Machine, Michael J. and the Paul Bird Band, and J&J and the Detonators. The CD is strictly limited to 1,000 copies and will never be reissued. Get your copy now at Forever Young Records in Grand Prairie, Record Town in Fort Worth, Fools Records in Dallas, and Rewind Music. The CD is available as a download at KNON.org. All proceeds benefit KNON Community Radio. For more info on Texas Blues Radio Volume 5, visit us online at KNON.org.
You look like a movie star in one of them fancy Broadway shows.
Coming Friday, August 31st, to Sons of Herman Hall, it's the Great Recession Orchestra in a KNON benefit event. The Great Recession Orchestra features an all-star lineup starring Marianne Price, Floyd Domino, Damon Gray, J.D. Smith. Hey, that's me. Bubba Stevens, Michael Holloman, Gary Bristol, Ray Austin, and special guests performing Western Swing, the wild child of country and jazz with the blues shot from its heart. The Great Recession Orchestra is among the foremost 21st century practitioners of this all-American music. Be there Friday, August 31st, when they take the stage at the Sons of Herman Hall. The Alligator Cafe will be serving free barbecue. Mark your calendars. Tickets are available now at KNON.org, Bill's Records, Forever Young Records, and the Record Town in Fort Worth. Doors open at 8, and the first set of music starts at 8:30. That's Friday, August 31st. Two great sets of music from the Great Recession Orchestra and a free barbecue dinner at the Sons of Herman Hall. Get your tickets now. All the
sunshine. Hi, this is Candy Markham, and I listen to Lambda Weekly on 89.3 KNON FM. Listen.
And this is Lambda Weekly. I'm Dave Taffet here in the studio with the late Patty Fink, and it is Pledge Drive. Give us a call, 972-647-1893. We just came up with a wonderful segue into our next segment. I'm completely blank. Andy.
What it was is why do some people put themselves on the line? Mm-hmm. We were talking about we put ourselves on the line here at KNON. Why do some people do that? Like the Stonewall riots? Mm-hmm. Why did some of those people fight back finally? We have the two fellows. What are their names?
Mark and Bo, who were on our show, I guess, it had to have been in July because that's when they were first arrested. Mark and Bo, who went to the Marriage Bureau downtown at the Records Building and applied for a marriage license, and they were arrested.
Mm-hmm. For trespassing. Why do some people take stands like that? Mm-hmm. You know, my sense of it is God bless them mm-hmm. that they do that. That is very courageous. I don't think the average person would do that. Too much is at risk. Mm-hmm. You put yourself out there too much. To get arrested. But God bless them that they do it.
Mm-hmm. And there are folks like Rosa Parks who took a stand and finally, so I don't know. I don't know if it was something that taught by any means, because there are individuals who make those stands and say, "This is not. I'm not following. I'm not conforming." And this is how things do get changed, because otherwise you just skate along just like it's always been.
Absolutely, and you need those change agents. You really do. Now, sometimes an organization will rally around a person and help them take that stand. That's still a very courageous thing to do. Mm-hmm. But there are some people that they just do it on their own. Mm-hmm. They just do it.
And that's really what Mark and Bo did. They just decided they were going to do this. The group Get Equal got behind them and helped them, got them their bail, that kind of thing, and stood behind them and were there at their first court hearing last week. They are two people who just decided, no, I have the right to get married. You know, you mentioned Rosa Parks, and it was funny because at the Marriage Bureau last week, they were talking about, because several people asked them why they're doing this, and they said, Rosa Parks took a stand. She wasn't going to sit in the back of the bus. He said, I'm not going to sit in the back of the bus, Mark said. I'm not going to sit in the back of the bus. I deserve the right to get married. Now, most of the couples who were there to get married, it was interesting that they said, oh, good luck to you. There was one couple, the first time they got married, they're sitting there waiting together, and he's explaining to them what it is and why they're what they're doing, and they said, I can't believe you can't get married. I didn't realize you couldn't get
and they said, even in this day and time.
They said, good luck to you, and they hugged before, one couple got their marriage, and Mark and Bo said, oh, congratulations, and when is your wedding? And, we're planning on getting married in September, but... there was only one couple that I heard that day who came in and said, did he really compare himself to Rosa Parks?
Well, I do. I think that's an excellent comparison. Yeah. I mean, it's sometime you just get up, you hit the wall, and you're just not going to take it anymore.
Exactly.
And I think people want to get involved in their own equal rights, and however they do it. Some volunteer for organizations, some give money, some get arrested. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think people don't want to sit back, especially in this country, because we come from a country where we have a lot of personal power. Mm-hmm. And, what is it about that I can't have what everybody else has? I pay my taxes, I'm a good citizen. I mean, some people will just take a stand, and God bless them for that. Mm-hmm.
And talking about taking a stand, different people take a stand different way. Mark and Bo went to get their marriage license.
And Rosa Parks didn't actually take a stand.
She took a seat.
She did take a seat.
But we love her for that.
Yeah.
And we remember her for that.
And we do remember her for that. And she inspires us.
Absolutely.
She inspires us.
Absolutely.
We're not at all co-opting. We're saying this is somebody who is inspiring
us. Who set the bar.
Speaking of things that you can do, there are little things you can do. You can get arrested, or you can keep Gay and Lesbian Radio on the air so we can keep talking about these issues. We had a phone issue the first half hour. We apologize. It's fixed now. Please call us back if you could not get through. Doc is on the phone right now. He is taking a pledge. So give him one more minute. But the number is 972-647-1893, 647-1893. That's a 972 number. 972-647-1893.
And the 893 is kind of like 89.3.
That's what we took
very
that number.
Good.
Yeah. 972-647.
I still can't remember the number. I still have to read it.
1-893.
But we did have a phone issue, so if you were trying to get through, that's one of the reasons that you need to pledge.
need to pledge so we can get fix our
better phone system.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yep. One of the CD players about to conk out number four over there. It works on and off.
It's going to get some masking tape.
But masking tape costs money.
It does. Yep. Everything. But you know something? When you donate to KNON, every penny that you donate, it's not going toward fancy studios. We have a lovely studio, but it's not going to a fancy studio that was a multi-million-dollar new building that some other stations put up.
It's a very modest place.
We're in rented space.
After being over in Old East Dallas and what we called affectionately the crack house, where we were fearful for our guests coming up the stairs to get to the studio that it might all fall apart, we are very grateful now to be in a great studio where we have a modest accommodations, but it's a lovely place. Right. And we would like your support to continue being here, 972-647-1893.
And we do want to thank Marge, who called in a pledge. And thank you for being so patient with us, Marge. 972-647-1893. And Doc is on the phone again already, so thank you very much. The phones are staying busy. But, you know, our expenses here really are modest. Rent, our office rent is about $2,000 a month. We're not paying off a multi-million dollar mortgage, like I said. But our tower lease, $4,200 a month. Electricity, just to run a 55,000-watt station, is $1,600 a month. Phone services, if you want to call them that, at least $1,300
a month. I mean, that's a perfect example, though. I mean, you're doing a pledge drive and your phones aren't working.
Right, exactly. We need to upgrade the phone system here. And we can't do it without your support. 972-647-1893.
And you know what? And you know, you can get your...
Two.
Squeeze it in there, Dave. Sorry.
647-1893. Got it.
But Canawina also offers up its programming on the web. Mm-hmm. For example, we have our programming you can listen after the show. During the week at your leisure by downloading it on our website at lambdaweekly.com or on iTunes. And the same with KNON. We have the programming throughout the week is elsewhere on the web that you can download and enjoy. So those services cost money. Mm-hmm. So let's support KNON with a pledge, because this is really important stuff, and it's great listening.
972-647-1893. Doc just got off the phone, so give us a call.
No, he's going back on.
But we were talking about just doing something like Mark and Bo did. And what do you think it is that got somebody, got a couple so mad, they didn't just protest, but they got themselves arrested protesting? And then Mark last week got himself arrested a second time protesting.
Well, one thing you said to me was a little bit shocking to me, and then I'll answer your question, but it was that there were people at the marriage department office that didn't know that same-gender people could not marry. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's why we have this program, is to let people know that. That was just shocking to me, even though as sweet as they said it and as nice as they said it, you know, they didn't know. Mm-hmm. And that's shocking to me. You know, I think most people take a committed relationship very, very seriously. Mm-hmm. And I think these two guys take it very seriously. And they value their commitment to each other. They value their love for each other. They feel that it is not fair. And somewhere along the line, they just didn't want to take it anymore. I think the rest of us are kind of numb to it. It's been like this forever for me. I don't even know if I have that threshold. I've been in a partnership for 26 years with Carolyn, and
congrats on that.
Thank you.
A lot of straight couples never make it that far.
You know, and in gay years, that's really long. But, you know, I think for me, I was just thinking about that for myself. I think I'm kind of numb to being discriminated against. Mm-hmm. And these guys aren't, and good for them. Mm-hmm. I think there's nothing more active than a person who comes out later in life, because they've enjoyed all these rights, and they come out as a gay or lesbian, or transgender, but really gay and lesbian, and think, that's not fair. I had all these things before. Why don't I have them now? Mm-hmm. And I see them become more active sometimes than someone like me who maybe came out when they were like 15. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't, you know, come out to everybody, but I had a girlfriend.
But that's when you started coming out and,
right,
and knew you were a lesbian.
Right.
And there's nothing really more inspiring than seeing a young person or an older person who's just come out and they have that fire and passion. And everything about the community and every front, and there are many, you know, is cause for discussion and conversation, and energy and, you know, perhaps money. And I think we do, especially those who have been activists for a long time, sort of get numb because we have to choose our battles and our energy. And if, especially if there are already things underway and we've worked toward a longer effort or a more organized strategy or something like that, then you don't have to get riled up every moment of the day about everything.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I think what's interesting is that the young people are inspired by us, and we, in turn, are inspired by the young people mm-hmm. who are taking the stands, who are coming out, who are, you know, going to the prom with their girlfriend or boyfriend when they're of the same gender. I mean, I love that. That's very inspiring to me. It would never have dawned on me to do that, you know, in 1968.
In Big Spring.
In Big Spring, Texas, right. And there were many of us there.
Well, and it wouldn't have dawned on me to do that in New York City even in 1968.
Yeah. So it's very inspiring, and still it is an act of courage for these kids to do that. Mm-hmm.
I think so, too.
It's not an easy thing to do.
I'm in complete awe of kids who are coming out early and just being themselves, and they're never going to take on that mantle of, you know, trying not to be noticed or try not to be, make other people uncomfortable. Or
I know, I love that.
You know?
You see them in the mall, you know, holding hands. You see them in the movies. I just think you go, you know? I love that.
They're just being who they are.
Yes.
And I think that's great because they take on all that crap, uh-huh. all that baggage that uh-huh. society wants us to carry.
Yes. Yeah, and going back to Mark and Beau, the first time they applied for their marriage license, they call you up individually, and they have to ask you, are one of you here as a proxy for somebody else? Mm. Because two people of the same sex can apply, and you have to have two people. But if one of them is, like, off in the military or something,
somebody can stand in to apply.
So, no. So she took them off to the side, and she said to them, because of the laws of the state of Texas, I can't issue a marriage license. And they're talking back and forth, and then Beau just looked at her, and he said, but we love each other. And she just broke down into tears. because the person who was denying it, she's not against this, you know, and this was not against her.
Yeah.
And she certainly understood, and, you know, it's just, she could be charged actually with a felony if she were to be, if she were to actually issue it. And, you know, nobody's asking her to do that.
That was hard for her.
It was hard. Oh, it was hard for everybody. But it was made easier by all the police officers, all the deputies, the building security. Everybody who was there was gay.
But even if they weren't gay, yeah. I think it's hard to look at two people who love each other and say, you cannot make this legal.
Uh-huh.
But and, you know, here I am with someone I can't stand, and it's legal.
But I think that's a good thing that they see and experience some of that pain, because it's real. It's real pain in our community, mm-hmm. not to, and I mean human pain. Mm-hmm. It's to
and
not
I think
to be
it's
able
pain
to
outside of our community.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's hard for people to watch us be discriminated against.
Well, at last week's demonstration, two of the women who applied for a license together were actually straight.
Really?
And they just decided they were there to support Mark and Beau. They were there because they agreed with us. And they decided they're going to apply, just to make a point.
Uh-huh. And that made them feel better.
Well, it makes me feel better.
So if you want to feel better, join this cause. Give some money to KNON. 972-647-1893. That's true.
And, you know, that is a way when you're saying, how do you do something? You don't have to go out and get arrested, but you can support a show like this that talks about it and gets word out there that they've done something like this, that we're not trying to ruin the marriages of straight people.
It's crazy to think that we are empowered to do so, that we could somehow destroy civilization or destroy a marriage. We don't even know these people, and they're getting destroyed. How
and
can
something
that be?
As conservative as marriage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, it's not a way out, far out thing.
It's not a commune, and uh-huh. we're not living like the, you know, some of our parents in the 60s or some of us in the 60s that were, you know, doing the whole, you know, 60s vibe.
Well, Doc is taking a pledge, so we'd like you to call, but hold off a minute because we're short-staffed here as far as taking phone calls. 972-647-1893 is the number again, and we'll be back with more Lambda Weekly right after this.
You are listening to KNON 89.3 FM in Dallas and Fort Worth, the voice of the people. Put your voice in. Make your pledge now. Call 972-647-1893.
Business owners, tell KNON's listeners about your business. You can put your business or event on KNON. KNON currently has space available to run announcements for you. Tell KNON's listeners about your goods, services, nightclub, concert, or event. Help keep the voice of the people on the air while putting your information on the air. KNON's been named the number one radio station in Dallas by both the Dallas Observer and D Magazine. Put your business with Dallas's number one station. Call now for more information at 214-828-9500, extension 227, or extension 233. For more information, go to KNON.org and click on the Run Spots on KNON page. It's a great way for your business to support community radio while letting more people know about you.
Hello, I'm Christina from the Interwebs, and I listen to Lambda Weekly on 89.3 KNON FM.
And this is Lambda Weekly. I'm Dave Taffet here in the studio with the late Patty Fink, and we have our we have our phone help here, and we'd like to thank all of you. And our guest today is Candy Markham, who is our regular phone pledge drive guest. And thank you very much for being here, Candy. And all the phone lines are lit up now, and we appreciate that. 972-647-1893 is the number. We do have several pledge premiums. I see the one right on the top of the list is the one I had to replace. This pledge drive is my lunch koozie because I use it every day, and it's several years old, so that's what I'm replacing this time. So, but we have all kinds of other wonderful gifts. For a $75 pledge, you can get a large 64-inch black and white KNON umbrella because
this someday time, it'll rain.
It will.
Or it could be a grand parasol.
You know, I could use that. Absolutely.
It's a wonderful umbrella. It's like the strongest umbrella I've ever had.
And to go with your umbrella, you could, for a $100 pledge, you can get one of the KNON folding chairs that you can take out to a concert. And you have a pop-up right there, and it's got a cup holder in both arms, which is a big feature. You know, and sit with your umbrella, and for $150, you can get two. And they sling right over your shoulder, so when you go to that outdoor event, you can take those chairs and sit and enjoy, and put your beverage in the arm of the chair. You're set to go.
And have your umbrella.
Yeah, absolutely, with an umbrella.
And we have a special summer pledge six-pack. For a $200 pledge, you get a lunch koozie, an aluminum sport 26-ounce black water bottle, a black baseball cap with the KNON logo, a lime green KNON Frisbee sports flyer, and a KNON black backpack with the KNON logo on the back, plus one of the T-shirts.
That's a pretty good deal.
That is. For a $200 pledge, you're saving an awful lot of money off of what those would get you if you were doing individual pledges. So 972-647-1893. Phones are just ringing, and we even got Clint out of his office to come here and start answering phones for us. So
that's exciting.
You,
keep them coming. 972-647-1893.
And we're talking to Candy Markham. She's our regular Pledge Drive guest because she's so helpful during Pledge Drive. You really are.
Thank you.
So much easier to have a Pledge Drive guest who knows how Pledge Drive works than to have somebody new on the show. I got a book in the mail today when I got to the studio, and I thought the book was strange because it was so much not me. It's a book about how overcoming the depression of being gay and overcoming all the obstacles that you have in coming, being gay in a straight world is what the book is about.
Mm-hmm. That sounds so oppressive.
Exactly.
It sounds depressing. It scares me.
Yeah.
I don't want to read something that scares me about who I am.
You know, and we get these books all the time, people who would like to be on our show, people who are, you know, they have a new book out.
Pushing their book,
And this is, you know, some of them I just look at and go, ugh. Others I look at and go, oh, this might be interesting. And this one I looked at, and it was like, oh.
It sounds painful.
It just
sounds painful to talk about and to engage in. You know?
But lots of people do have a lot of pain in coming out.
You know, nothing is all one way. Mm-hmm. You know, there are peaks and valleys. And I also think it's kind of your belief system. Mm-hmm. Some people see the glass half full. Mm-hmm. Some people see the glass half empty.
And some people say both that are realists.
Yes.
I was going to say, and some people see the glass that needs to go into the dishwasher.
But, you know, this the person who wrote it, you're going to have him on your show, right? So you can kind of ask him what his deal
is. I guess, yeah.
You're not sure.
Yeah.
But I, you know, I just prefer things that are more positive. I was telling David that I wrote a book that never got published, but it was called Chasing the Blues Away. Isn't that a kind of a cute, nice way to say that?
It is.
You know?
It is.
It makes it lighter. There are some things that are worth feeling sad about. Mm-hmm. And then there are things that you can choose to see a different way. Mm-hmm. And there are painful parts about coming out, but I will tell you, if you look at the whole picture of coming out, I am a much nicer person because I came out. I think I have more self-esteem because I came out. I think I have more courage because I came out. It was just a good thing that I came out.
And you're relaxed and comfortable with yourself, which puts other people at ease.
Yes.
When you encounter others.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there are huge benefits to coming out.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't have to be that oppressive thing.
It really doesn't. It doesn't have to be. But also, the thing about being sad, having pain, just to put a positive spin on it, which I can't help but do that, pain is the healing emotion. So if you let yourself feel sad and get through that, the pain of not having the kind of life you thought you were going to have can dissipate some. But now, these days, you can have the life you want. When I was coming out, I thought, you know, I'll never have the white picket fence. I'll never have the big wedding. I'll never have children. Well, that's all gone. Mm-hmm. You can have all of those things.
We have a white picket fence.
And Laurent has children.
Yeah.
So I don't know what people are sad about. What's going on here? Get over it.
I don't really know. And I guess there are companies that still discriminate. I mean, that was the whole point of that Chick-fil-A demonstration last week. Would you really want to work for a company like that?
Well, there's lots of... I'll tell you. Two things are true in life, even though people may not say it. One is, sometime in your life, everybody gets fired.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing is, sometime in your life, everyone gets dumped.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they may not talk about that, but that happens. Mm-hmm. You know, so that's part
of life.
That's
not a gay or straight thing,
no,
though.
No, that's life.
Everybody does. I mean, look at Clint here, who's in our studio. Clint's straight. He's been dumped more times than Patty and me put together. And
he looks like Yabba Dabba Doo.
And he's only, he's like half our age. And you know, it's a perfect example. And he's been fired how many times? More times than Candy, Patty, and I put together.
And he's still smiling.
Poor Clint.
We love Clint.
Poor Clint. Well, we do. That's why we can mention these things on the air. But, it is pledge drive. And I do want to thank Peggy, who called in from Sharon, Pennsylvania, and made a very nice pledge.
Thank you, Peggy.
You know, one way that you can pledge...
Boy, that is a big signal.
That is. We are
you
not
think
just
it went
on,
all the way to Pennsylvania?
We are not just on top of that tower down there. We built a double-sized...
No
actually,
kidding.
Some people are listening to us on the Internet. And if you want to pledge on the Internet, go to KNON.org/pledge or just KNON.org. And there's
click
a pledge button up in the upper left-hand corner.
And put Lambda Weekly.
Make sure that you designate Lambda Weekly or Morning Talk. That'll help all of us in the morning.
That gay show. You know, whatever comes to mind.
Whatever. The show with the late person on it.
If you can't spell Lambda, which is a Greek letter, you know, take a stab at it or, you know.
Or even just Wednesday 7, Wednesday Talk, whatever. Yeah. Whatever. Any of those will work. That'll get accredited to this show or to Morning Talk, and that would be a good thing. 972-647-1893 if you want to call and talk to either Clint or Doc, who are standing by taking phone calls. 972-647-1893.
And you can get a KNON black apron. And I'm excited about this because I've been getting the KNON black apron now for years.
It's a new one.
And it's a brand new one this time, so this is excitement all around. With the new logo, it's not a Luna logo, it's a new motif.
A summer design.
A summer design. with the state of Texas map. It's very colorful, and it's on everything. You can get it on T-shirts. You can get it on aprons. Mm-hmm. See, I'm getting my new apron now for a pledge of $40.
And you can get it 50. On a T-shirt with a spaghetti $50. Strap on it. And for $50. Those are a $50 pledge.
Oh, okay.
We have also the new T-shirt with the summer design with a spaghetti strap. Jennifer, on my Sunday show, she wanted one with a lasagna strap.
A lasagna strap.
Well, she thought the spaghetti strap was a little bit too modest for her. So
here we go.
972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. Or go online and pledge, KNON.org/pledge.
Is this on?
That is on.
Would
I keep your microphone off, please?
I don't know. But David is doing such a good job, and I don't want to turn this into the non-gay hour, the straight hour, whatever you want, whatever joking. David loves to have fun. But on a serious note, you know, the talk shows are very much on notice right now on KNON, all across the board. Mm-hmm. We lost a talk show since the last pledge cycle and picked up a new one, a national talk show, even one that people, I think, assumed we would not get rid of, mm-hmm. and we absolutely did.
It
didn't get support. It was the numbers on it were absolutely abysmal, and it's going to be the same for every pledge show. Literally, when Dave Chaos, the station manager, gets in the morning, the first thing he does is come in my office and say, how did each talk show do this morning? Mm-hmm. And then we have about an hour-long discussion about it. And what alternatives do we have? What other things are there? And it's just the truth. If the shows don't get support, we have to start looking at something else. We don't want to do it, but we have to have shows that get support. And so you need to be supporting Lawn Bill Weekly. If you tuned in this morning, you enjoyed this discussion, you're getting news here that you're probably not getting a whole lot of other places. I know David is super plugged in into this community and has connections that you're not going to get anywhere else. You need to be picking up the phone. You need to be making pledges. You need to be getting on the website and making pledges to support this show to help keep it on KNON. That number is 972-647-1893.
You know, we talk about things on this show that don't get talked about on any other station.
Really, anywhere in the Metroplex.
Or anywhere else in the Metroplex. So, yeah. I mean, that is a great reason to support this show.
And another way that you can do it that can really be very painless is to do a bank draft. Mm-hmm. Or you can do a recurring credit card charge, mm-hmm. So that you're giving a little bit every month, say $10, $20 a month, and then you don't miss it really, but you're doing a tremendous show of support for KNON by giving every month.
And that actually helps the station quite a bit because it's steady income. It's
right.
a steady
right.
income that the station
right.
can rely on.
So if you'd like to do that, give us a call at 972-647-1893.
The phone call is real painless. All we need then is your name, your phone number, and somebody from the station will get back to you, get you the information that you need for starting the bank draft. Just tell us how much you'd like it to be. We can record it here. That helps us end pledge drive a little bit sooner. Candy, we only have a couple of minutes left, so I do want to thank you for being here
again
for pledge drive.
Pleasure.
Candy will be back first Wednesday in November.
That's right.
And I didn't even ask. I'm just telling you.
It'll be coming up on the holiday, so we can talk about some holiday issues that people encounter.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know.
I just want to finish up with this book, and I guess we should have him on because.
Maybe have Candy come on too.
Yeah, we're not going to be real comfortable with this guy. Just the idea that all of these problems that people do have problems coming out. I mean, and there are a variety of things.
Well, let's just say people have problems, mm-hmm. gay or straight. People have problems. It's what gives you fingerprints mm-hmm. and wrinkles. It's a good thing. Mm-hmm. you have a life with no problems. Life isn't worth living without challenges, mm-hmm. personal challenges, and that's what makes life worth living. And everybody's got something, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Now, we are dealing with GLBT issues because we know a lot about that, and they are unique in many ways. But I think to give a message of hope is very important. And it's not just a line. Mm-hmm. You know, it's, my life is really wonderful. Mm-hmm. Your life is wonderful, and your life is wonderful. And what makes it so wonderful is that we're gay. Mm-hmm. And it gives a lot of meaning to us. People that don't have meaning in their life, I don't know what they're doing. That's why I kind of like this Chick-fil-A thing. Mm-hmm. It's moving a lot of people. Maybe we don't like the half of it that's moving, but it's moving to them. So,
and we're talking about it.
Yes.
We're all talking. Yes. Not just the GLBT side.
No, but the whole community.
All of us, we're talking about it.
The people. It's a people issue.
And, Candy, thank you very much for being with us. And we'll be back next week with more Pledge Drive and more Lambda Weekly.